Hello, and thank you for listening to History 172.801 FM. I'm your host, Alex, bringing you my COVID reflection playlist from the past year and some change. Only here on History 172.801 FM. The first song is You're Light by The Big Moon for the month of March in the year 2020. It's right when lockdown began, when I was, at that time, living in Graz, Austria. A real interesting event, shall I say, living in a foreign country under lockdown with all of those restrictions. Anyway, it's just sort of the thing. It's a very nostalgic, melancholy tune. Actually, there's going to be a thread of nostalgia and melancholy through all of these songs, just so you all know. Anyway, so that's that. The Big Moon is a group from the UK, all female, and I highly suggest checking them out, especially their song Your Light, which got me into all of their music, which, interestingly enough, they have a song named Barcelona, where I also spent time during 2020 as well. So, two song recommendations for 1 month, even though I personally do not like the song Barcelona nearly as much as Your Light, which really captured the sorrow and isolation I was feeling at the time when early lockdown was kicking in and things were getting, interesting. Anyway, for the month of April, we have At the Door by The Strokes, which is a very sad song, and the music video for it, if you watch it, reminisces and looks quite a bit like the movie from the 80s, Heavy Metal, which had a little spin-off reboot in the year 2000. But the original version is the one which looks most like the music video for At the Door. Even one of the main characters in the music video looks like the character for Heavy Metal. Anyway, that one is luscious. It has these amazing synths. The main singer, Julian Casablancas, is incredible. I didn't know he could actually sing like that. I always thought he was a one-trick pony of just very nasal screaming vocals, but apparently he is a very proficient singer and just amazing. The song also lacks drums, which is an incredible choice, I find. But I guess getting back to the topic at hand, at that time it really captured, again, all of the feelings of where are things going, what had just happened, what is going on of the COVID era at that time, how it really affected me, the fact that I was living in a foreign country where I could speak the language, but I wasn't that proficient at it, and where there's just so much uncertainty what was going to happen. The university at that time was demanding that I come back, or that I wouldn't receive any credits, or that I could possibly face punishment of some sort when I came back to the U.S. So there was that, and there was just so much uncertainty. I wasn't sure what was going to happen to me when I came back, or if I was even going to be able to enter the United States anytime soon. So at that time, I pretty much just hunkered down and buried myself in my computer watching Netflix for about the entire month of April in a sad stupor. But that was that. Not much of a stupor. Although my roommates were quite nice and did keep my spirits up for that whole time. We ended up having barbecue pretty much every week where I made them American burgers. Because I'm the fat American and they are the thin Europeans. So, but they did love my cooking, so that was a big positive, really helped me have the camaraderie. I guess that's where the melancholy from that song really comes in. Then, moving on to May, it's I Like the Idea of You by Tessa Violet, which, interesting enough, is an homage, at least the music video is, to Nancy Sinatra's 1966 tune, These Boots Are Made for Walking. It is especially retro in the bass sound, which is thick and rubbery, something you do not find in a lot of modern music, except for maybe some Tame Impala tunes. So, there's that. I highly suggest checking out. Tessa Violet is also, interestingly, a YouTuber. And I believe she also has written some stuff, but do not quote me on that one. Anyway, the song itself really captured the sense of rebirth going into May as lockdown was slowly easing up, and it captures a sort of sense of, you know, wanting to break out, break free, but also knowing there is so much that you cannot do for safety, which is sort of the idea of going out and having fun, getting back to normal, but knowing that the idea of that is still dangerous, in a sense, being in a pandemic. Moving on to June, we have another thing, a dream of you. Interestingly enough as well, another of you. This one is by Far Caspian, probably my favorite song of last year, all of 2020. Originally, one of my best friends showed me this song as we were riding in the car, and I absolutely fell head over heels for it. It has thick, luscious synthesizers, beautiful, bright vocals over everything, and the most jangly, shimmering guitar I think I heard all year as well. It is just an absolute beauty. And that one really captured a sense of liberation, I could say, and a sense of togetherness and love that I was experiencing at the time, because things had finally opened up in Austria, so I was able to see my friends again after only being able to see them for about a month and get to know them for about a month before lockdown actually hit in March. I got to know them in February. So we finally got to spend time together, travel a little bit. Me and my friends, we went up to a little lake in the Alpine Mountains, Alps, and visited several small towns like Hallstatt, Gründersee, stuff like that, up in the mountains of Austria. We rented a car, interestingly enough, a little tiny Mini Cooper for four people. And that was just amazing. So I highly suggest that. Hopefully, for all of you listening, it will give you as well a sense of, you know, love and acceptance that, you know, I think all of us crave deep down. But at that time, my life was really prescient. You know, as things opened back up, as COVID was, at least in Austria, it was lightening up. We were to go out and do things. And the dream was really fulfilled that, you know, things at least were normal in that little bit of time in June. Anyway, that's that for the first little set. I will be back shortly here at History 172.801 FM. Thank you very much for tuning in. Back here again with the second set for History 127.801 FM. Kicking off is July, my month of travel, one of my 2 months of travel. Kicking off with the song Animali by Incubus, one of my favorite bands of all time that I listened to from 14 to 16, which really captured a sense of adventure, wonder, and reminiscing about sort of a different world, a more hopeful world, the one I was growing up with at the time and the one that I eventually grew to know, but also appreciating the beauty of the world, because I listened to the song a lot just on my phone as I was going from place to place on a train, going throughout Austria and Germany. Don't worry, I did it all safely. I was following the restrictions and protocols at the time, and I really wanted to maximize my time over there while things, sorry to say, weren't going the best in the States. So, yeah, there was that, and that's why I stayed over there a little longer, trying to prolong that. Besides, the university had already told me to go back. I got into a little fight with them. It was eventually resolved. Eventually, I did get a few of my credits. But at that time, it was still also in limbo. And this really captures that. So as I was going throughout, I was just experiencing the beauty of the regions, the beauty of the people that I was meeting along the ways. I was able to see some old friends in Berlin and Cologne. I dropped by Graz for 2 days. I stayed with my friend Hussein. He showed me a bunch of interesting Syrian food that I fell absolutely in love with. I was also able to just go around and see interesting stuff. I saw one of the former estates of an old German emperor, which was quite interesting. I also got to visit several of the museums in Berlin, which were absolutely beautiful. And as a history major, oh my goodness, they absolutely blew my mind. I was like, oh my god, it's all the amazing things I've seen in books over the years. So, there was that. And naturally, also going around experiencing German food and culture in the modern era was just generally interesting. It was probably the time I was the most happy during the whole pandemic era, except for maybe August, which I guess we'll go on to now, which the song I chose is Keep Your Eyes Peeled, which is probably something I should have chosen for July, because in July I lost my wallet in Berlin on a train. But I chose Animali more because that's the one I was reminiscing about. Anyway, for August, Keep Your Eyes Peeled is by my favorite band of all time, Queens of the Stone Age, which I highly suggest checking out the song. It's quite rough. If you want hard rock, stoner rock, this is the song to check out. It is slow, it is heavy, it is meandering, it is everything you want. And like, you know, most old punks or metalheads, as they get older, it gets slower and heavier every time I listen to it. So there's that. That was also, interesting enough, the time in my life in which I went back to Spain to visit my family over there for a little while. And yeah, I really captured the essence of, at that time, a desire to sort of rage against what was going on, because in the U.S. at that time, there was also lots of things going on regarding Black Lives Matter protests, the Trump administration, various right-wing and left-wing protests getting, at times, out of hand, at times very brutally repressed by the police, or not acted upon by the police at all, and they just sort of stood back and stood by. So there was a lot of very interesting things, and that song, I feel, really captures my rage per the month of August, seeing things overseas, and honestly not really wanting to go back. I sort of felt safer and healthier in Europe and wanted to stay there, but I needed to go back because I wanted to do my last year of university, and that is when I came back in September. But we'll do that after the break. Hello again, you are listening to History 127.801 FM with Dr. Jimenez Fry. Unfortunately, she is not here, but that's a different thing. I'm a radio DJ. I'm allowed to make awful, awful jokes. That's part of the job description. Eventually, I'll just hit you with a dad joke. Anyway, getting back to September, as I promised, the song I chose was Sing Along, which is by Sturgill Simpson, originally a sort of country artist, alt country. He has now gravitated more towards the alternative country rock sort of thing. It's very hard to pin him down. He does a lot of things. But specifically that song is quite funky, quite heavy. Honestly, it sort of sounds like Keep Your Eyes Peeled by Queens of Stone Age, but really sped up and really funky. The song itself is interesting. I'll just say it, leave it at that. I highly suggest it in general, as I do really all of these songs. But that song, what it really means to me was, it was sort of the things I was missing about America that I didn't really realize when I came back, like cars. Cars are really hard to get in Europe, really hard to acquire in general over there. But in America, they are everywhere, and I really did miss driving my car. So when I got back, it was probably one of the first songs I put on, because it's an amazing song to drive to, just with how nice and upbeat and moving it is. So there was that. So it did make me realize a few things I did miss, which also included stuff like Culver's, especially their ice cream, and other American fast food, like chicken nuggets from Burger King, which me and my best friends got a few times once I got back. Sing Along also as a sort of rebellious rock tune, sort of dystopian in its own way. Especially if you check out the music video. It was also interesting coming back to sort of see that, think about the dystopia that we were at the time been living through. Then going to October, there is America, You're Freaking Me Out by the Menzingers, a band from Pennsylvania. This is off their 2019 album, Hello Exile. Probably my album of the year for that year, to be honest, because, oh my, it was fascinating, absolutely amazing. There's very little I can actually say about it that is negative. It really fits the October leaves falling aesthetic. Really, you know, slowing life down, trying to make things be a little bit different, so on. Yeah, and it really fit the America You're Freaking Me Out in October, because I got back to the States, and oh my god, things were freaking me out The election was, you know, gearing up. Political ads were everywhere, especially being in Wisconsin, a swing state. The political ads were all over computer screens, television screens, all over front lawns, on cars, trucks, giant banners. So even at one of the polling booths, interestingly enough, there was a giant Trump sign put on a business. I think it actually might have been within the lines that it was illegal, because I think it's 500 feet away. And I think the sign might have been within it, interestingly enough, that it was posted on a big building outside of the city hall where there was a polling station. And interestingly enough, we did a drive-through polling, which is like the most American thing. Just do stuff drive-through. But that was November that we actually did do the polling and the elections and the things like that. And for October, America, you're freaking me out. Like the whole month of October. Spooky, scary, fun. But unfortunately, this past October, you know, no fun Halloween. Although I did see an amazing invention where some of my friends did make a thing where they put a tube on a railing and they could just throw the candy through the, like, PVC pipe tube. And then it would go down to the little kids at the bottom so they wouldn't have any contact. And it could stay a nice 2 meter distance or 6 feet away from each other. So, inventive. Anyway, also going on in November, as we get things a little bit darker, a little bit heavier, we go to Satan in the Wait by Daughters. This is off of their 2018 album. Let me just look up the title for it more than anything else. Yes, the album was titled You Won't Get What You Want. It's an absolutely fantastic album, but specifically Satan in the Wait is one I discovered through listening to our metal show here at at Converge Radio, which is a different radio station. That one, Staj Hobley played on Open Water, the metal playlist that plays on that radio station. And I was absolutely enthralled with the just pulsating bass and just gnarly guitars going over everything and the screaming vocals. It really captured the November angst. The everything was cooling down, getting a little bit dark, the amount of anxiety I think I and a lot of people were feeling politically and about the virus, as especially here in Eau Claire, things were surging in October into November and all of the things going around in and around, especially Thanksgiving time, as there was so much fear about massive outbreaks caused by Thanksgiving. It really just blew up. Anyway, the last song for this little set is going to be from December, the song Everest, but off the album Nothing as the Ideal by one of my favorite bands, all of them, which is probably my second or third favorite band of all time. The guitar player, Ben McLeod, is phenomenal. This is just him playing guitar through what I believe is a high-watt amp, and it just captures the winter beauty of December, that sort of resurgence of, you know, the world, the beauty of winter in all its stillness and calmness, the sort of realization that things will be okay, sitting by the fire or some other warm place with a cat and some coffee and relaxing. This is also, you know, reminiscing about the time after finals and, you know, getting to Christmas and New Year's and just experiencing the fun of that time. As COVID, you know, there was a lot of isolation, just being at home and doing things, being forced to constantly think about school, being stuck in the same room all the time. A lot of times I did go out was only to see a friend very briefly on a walk or maybe to do a little bit of a bike ride. But it really did, you know, it's the time of year when being inside is the nicest, and it really fit that mood where this is the time of year to be inside and try to make the most of it that's enjoyable and fun. And for a little while, it was like COVID didn't even go away, especially as I was listening to the song. And Ben McLeod just had the most music to my ears, with lovely, shimmering, just amazing reverbed out guitars that I could think of that just allowed me to have a bit of relief, loosen my shoulders, allow myself to get comfortable in a chair and feel like for once in months there was no pressure on me, nothing waiting to be done, nothing to stress about, which was an amazing little bit of relief that I think we all really need still, but especially needed at that time as things had gone through their first full semester with COVID. And a lot of students, a lot of my friends, were also majorly stressing about the things going on then. Anyway, I've been rambling for long enough, and that was only our third break. So when I come back, we'll have The Children of Coyote Woman, again by Them Crooked Vultures, for the month of January. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hello again here at History 172.801 FM. So, continuing from where we left off, The Children of Coyote Woman by All Them Witches was my song for January. It features the main singer, Parks, with an acoustic guitar doing much of the work. Just going on, singing about, you know, sort of esoteric themes. But more the vibe of the song is why I chose it, because it's very warm and very whole, and it really captured the sort of thing that was going on at that time. Not the storming of the Capitol. I feel like Saying the Wait is probably better for that. But afterwards, as the inauguration was going on, as things sort of seemed to be kind of normal, and as, again, there was the sense of being inside, having things be warm and toasty, and trying to appreciate the best you can the people around you, was really just the whole theme of it, really. The amazing general feeling of what was going on, told through a sort of esoteric story of this. But I personally really like the whole thing. Although I wouldn't necessarily say the lyrics translate well to the actual month of January from what I experienced, but it's the song I was listening to the most of the time, aside from Everest. So that's why I chose it. And this is my playlist, after all, here at History 172.801 FM. Thank you, Dr. Jimenez Fry, for allowing me to do this. Anyway, moving on, in February, there's the song Typhoons by Royal Blood. A nice, heavy song for February, as the snow was beginning to melt and things were starting to change. And, you know, the school year kicked off again. This is a nice little chaos tune of hard rock that really got me rocking for the school year to finish off my last semester here at UWEC. Allowed me to keep the energy flowing listening to that and, you know, just go, that was the wrong riff. Anyway, I embarrass myself, as do many a DJ. Anyway, the song itself is amazing. I was just checking it out. It's off of their new album. I forget the title of it, but whatever. Anyway, moving on. And the song featured for March is I Like the Way You Die by Black Honey. I swear to God, the song is not actually as creepy as the title would make you think. The song itself is, again, a rockin' driving tune to really make you tap your feet, shake your head, and just, you know, boogie-woogie all around. Just don't do a boogaloo. Boogaloos are bad. And, you know, it just generally captured a sense of I need to get through this semester. We all need to get through COVID, and I just wanted to keep going as I could, and this song really helped me, you know, bob my head, get on the bike a little bit, really try to get my head through this thing more than anything else. Snow also melted in March, so I was able to take my bike out a few times, and it was a nice biking tune as well. It helped me just clear my mind of all the things going on, and just relieved the worry that was going on. Because I think that's probably when I realized that I, as well as many people, were a lot more burned out than I think we thought we were moving forward, which is a real revelation for me. And it was quite nice. And the song really just allowed me to sit back and listen to it and analyze it, think about it. It was just like a nice relief, more than anything else. That's what I'd say. Anyway, as we get to the last 2 months, this next one is a big shout out to a couple of my buddies, the band Asparagus from Eau Claire. They had the Rec Center, which unfortunately recently closed. It was a little house show venue, but they released their album Fool on April Fool's Day, April 1st. And it's an amazing little EP. I picked their song Pond for the specific song of this month because it captures very much a sense of, how do I say this, melancholy again, for how things were going. And again, it really brought a bit of relief to the stress. And of course, it was made by a few of my best friends in that band who are just insane musicians. And probably their favorite song, or my favorite song, off of their work, which really just hits home in all of the right ways. And as I was talking with CJ, the guitar player and singer for the band, he really told me that, like, nostalgia was the name of the game for this. So I was really happy that I, you know, got the whole message of it and interpreted it my own way. And the way, you know, he really wanted to convey it through, that there's so much going on that sometimes things seem a little bit overwhelming, even though you're in a catatonic state. And that's really what the song conveys. Because I remember I was listening to it multiple times, just in my bed, stressing on all about my capstone and about physics that I was taking, and just listening to it. And even though I was so overwhelmed, the song really brought me to a catatonic state of just being a stone in my bed, listening to it over and over and over again for every little amazing detail that they put in there. But I digress heavily, and I should really get to the last song, which is Alrighty Aphrodite by the band Peach Pit. This is one I discovered a long time ago, probably in the winter of this past year at some point. But I recently discovered it again as I was taking a little road trip to pick up a friend from the airport in the cities. And, you know, it just came on and it felt right. It's one of the things where something just feels right. The song itself starts with just very low, rumbly bass. And then really jangly guitars come in that become kind of cacophonous really soon. And then the singer has quite the, maybe it's not esoteric, how I would say, but almost a lackadaisical voice that really fits the song well and gives it a special character, especially as the intensity rolls up from the guitar, the bass, and the drums. That just creates a whole new vibe in it of itself that you don't get through or in a lot of music. But that's just me and what I do. Anyway, again, it's a really nice tune. And more than anything, I think it really captures the anxiety of living through the COVID times, of isolation, burnout, insecurity, anxiety for the future, for how things will be or change, how the world is working, how much of a scary place it is, as so many things really come to the forefront, such as BLM, white supremacy, whatnot. And we're very much forced to reckon with our own shadows of humanity and really the shadows of the past for what has happened. I'm probably going a little bit too deep on what seems to be a pretty normal alternative rock song. About, you know, a white boy having a crush. But at least this is how I'm reading it. And I guess the most important thing than anything is interpretation of whatever songs you're listening to. The things they make you feel. And, you know, how you interpret it. So, that's just my two cents. I don't know. It's just my opinion. But thank you for listening to my COVID playlist. This has been History 172.801, FM with Dr. Jimenez Fry, even though she is not here, unfortunately. But I have been your host, Alex. This is my COVID reflection playlist, featuring a lot of artists and a lot of songs. Thank you very much for tuning in and giving us your time.